Good morning. Today's daf in Psachim Sadi Zion. We are in Sadi Beis, Amud Beis. We're starting towards the bottom of the Amud Iga. The Masting Law is where we're going to begin. Let's just do a quick recap. But we are in the ninth parak here in Psachim, and we are really heavily involved in issues such as a carbon that's lost and a carbon that is exchanged. Avuda, Tamura. And Rabbi Yeshua had the following tradition that he received from his Rebbein. We learned this from the Mishnah in yesterday's daf on Sadi Vavim and Beis. Shamati shetemurus Pesach Reva, utemurus Pesach Eina Kreva. Sometimes an exchange card in Pesach is going to be offered, sometimes it's not going to be offered. And Rabbi Yeshua readily admits that he doesn't know how to know the difference between the two. And Rabbi Kiva comes to explain. And Rabbi Kiva explains as follows, that in the event that you have a card in Pesach, and it was found before the card in Shechitas of Pesach, meaning to say we had a... Let's go over our animals that we had yesterday. We had the primary animal, the A animal we had. Then its replacement, meaning I lost the A animal. The A animal is an avuda. And then on top of that, we replaced it with a B animal. And now I found my A animal. So Rabbi Akiva explains the follows, that if I found the Karban Pesach before the Shechita of the replacement, so now what are we looking at over here? We're looking at Dichui. We're looking at a rejected animal. Consequently, a rejected animal now cannot be offered neither as a Pesach, nor even as a Shlamim. So even though we've learned already numerous times that any surplus of the Karban Pesach could be offered as a Shlamim, but over here, this is a Karban Pesach that underwent rejection. It had candidacy to be offered as a Karban Pesach, and because now it is looking right in the face here, literally, looking right in the face of its replacement, therefore it underwent rejection, and so therefore as a rejected animal, so now it can be offered as a Karban. So what do you have to do? So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Kiva said, you wait until it develops a blemish, and then you're going to sell it, and the proceeds of that sale are going to go towards the Karban Shlamim. And on top of that, the same thing is going to be true regarding the Temura as well. Meaning that once I take this original A animal and try to exchange its Kedusha to another animal, so whatever the halacha is going to be regarding the A animal, in this case, it's going to be Yira Achi Yistai. So the same thing is going to be true regarding its replacement animal as well, the Temura animal as well. However, if, let's say, we find the animal Achar Shechitas Karban Pesach, so I found my A animal after I already shechted the Pesach, so therefore it never underwent this kind of rejection. So now this animal is considered just simply a Moser Karban Pesach, it's a surplus, and therefore Karav Shlamim, it could be offered as a Karban Shlamim, Evechein Temuraso. And the same thing is going to be true regarding the exchange as well. That's what we learned back in the Mishnah, according to Shitas Rabbi Kiva, as per explaining the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua in yesterday's daf. So first and foremost, we went through a machlokes between Rabbam and Rabbi Zeira in terms of when the critical moment is. A simple reading of the Mishnah, as we just went through in terms of a review, is that the critical moment is going to be the Shechitas Karban Pesach. Did I find my original before the Shechitas Karban Pesach or after the Shechitas Karban Pesach? That is a simple reading of the Mishnah, and that's how Rabbah understands that the critical moment being the Shechita. Rabbi Zeira, on the other hand, says no. The critical moment is before Chatzos versus after Chatzos. If I find my original animal before Chatzos, so then it would be... It would have undergone rejection, and therefore it's going to be it's going to have to graze. If I find it after Chatzos, so after Chatzos is now where we could just look at it as a Moser Karban Pesach, and therefore it could be offered as a Shlamim. Okay, and of course Rabbi Zeira is a little bit difficult to read into the Mishnah, but the Gemara says that's not a big deal. In other words, when the Mishnah says Shechitas Pesach, it meant Zman Shechitas Pesach. Good, that was that's what we did yesterday. And then we went through the two halachas of Rava. Actually, yesterday we went through the first halacha of Rava, and today we're going to go through the second halacha of Rava. So what we'll do this morning is we'll just simply start off with the first halacha of Rava, even though we did it yesterday. But really, it's worthwhile reviewing in of itself, and on top of that also, it'll set us up easier for the second halacha of Rava. So we're going to begin. Actually, we're going to take a step backwards. We're going to start off with right in the middle of Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. Acher shechitas pesach avi shlamim amar Rava lo shanu el shenimtza acher shechita veimir bo acher shechita. This idea that the temura is going to be going through this temura animal is going to be offered as a karban shlamim, meaning the second half of our Mishnah. So that is where the original was found after the shechita of its replacement, and the transfer, the temura was done also after the shechita. Aval, however, nimsa karim shechita v'heim rebo acher shechita. But let's say that we found the original animal or a animal before the shechita of the replacement. And then you do the tamura after the shechita. So tamura som mikach kedusha duchoi kasya. So now look at the tamura. The tamura is coming from what? An animal that was kedusha duchoya, the source animal of tamura is a rejected animal. And so if the source animal is a rejected animal and the kedusha is a kedusha duchoya, so now when I transfer that kedusha through tamura to another animal, that animal is also going to receive the same kind of kedusha, and therefore it is not going to be offered vilo karva, and it's not going to be offered. This is Rava's presentation as we saw yesterday. Esvei Abai, the Gemara says, okay, but we challenged it. And that is Matam Alamar. What does the pasuk say? Im Kesev. So here we are now looking at the Psukim in Parshas Vayikra, where the Torah introduces us to a Karban Shlamim. And the Im Kesev, now, if you look in the Parsha, we made this point yesterday. If you look in the Parsha itself, you don't get an indication that's talking about the Karban Pesach, but it's just talking about a Shlamim. But the Gemara now darshins Im Kesev L'Rabbos Tumor Pesach Achar Pesach Shekrav Shlamim, that if I have Tumor Karban Pesach Achar Pesach, meaning that if we effected a Tumura after the Karban Pesach has been offered, meaning that we must, what must have happened is that we lost an animal, we found its replacement, we shecht its replacement, and then afterwards now I found my original and then I effect tamura with that original, so it could be offered as a Karban Shlamim. Okay, that's the Brisa darshaning it. Now, admittedly, as we pointed out yesterday, that's a lot of drush to come out of the Pasuk of Im Kesev. There's no way on our own we would have read that into the Pasuk, but okay, but regardless, that's the drasha. Hechidami. Now the Gemara wants to know what exactly is the case that the Brisa is dealing with. So is the case where the finding of the original and the effecting of the tamura all occurred after the shechita pshita? Isn't that obvious? So lamelikra, I don't need a drasha for that. Meaning, without the drasha, I would have assumed that the halacha would have been that this is a shlamim. Consider that what we're looking at over here is, I did not find the original until after the shechita, so the original now has never undergone rejection. It now falls under the category of Moser Karban Pesach. Moser Karban Pesach is offered as a shlamim. And the fact that I did now tamura after that as well, tamura is just simply a replica of its kedusha. Its kedusha is a shlamim, so the tamura is going to be a shlamim. And now, once I know the basic halachas regarding Moser Pesach and the halachas of tamura, so you don't need a drasha now to teach me this halacha. This halacha would just simply fall into the regular rules. That alav, shenimsa karim shchita v'heimir bo achar shchita. The fact that it's a drasha is telling me that we're introducing a new chiddush. And the new chiddush is that I found the original before the shchita and I did the tamura after the shchita. Now that's a chiddush, as we just pointed out. But if in fact that's correct, that goes against what Rava taught us. And then obviously then that would be difficult against Rava. So the Gemara says, lo. The Gemara says no. La'olam shenimsa achar shechita ve'emir bo achar shechita ukras machta ba'ama. So the Gemara says that the truth of the matter is that the halacha that the Brice is dealing with over here is where I found the original after the shechita and we affected the tamur after the shechita. And the truth of the matter is the pasuk here is not teaching me a halacha in this regard. In fact, the pasuk is just asmachta ba'ama. And as we pointed out yesterday, asmachta ba'ama in this case over here does not mean it's a din de rabbanan. It's obviously a din de araisa, but still, the chachamim really like attaching halachas to psukim in the Torah. So elakra lamai asa. So as far as the pasuk is concerned, so what's the drasha now? Meaning that there is a drasha to be made, but not this halacha. This halacha doesn't require a drasha. So the Gemara says it's coming to teach me a different halacha. Kedetanya kesef l'rabos es pesach la'alya. That if you're going to be electing to use a sheep for your Karban Pesach, remember, two animals eligible for the Karban Pesach, sheep or goat. If you're going to use a sheep, kishu omer im kesef l'rabos pesach shav. I'm sorry. So the kesef is coming to teach me that the tail is going to be going up on the top of the mizbeach. You remember, only a short 93 days ago, 3 months ago in the Daf Yomi, where we went through the story of the non-Jew who was eating Karban Pesach, had no right to do so, boasting it in front of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, why don't you ask for the tail next time? The tail is the best part. And meanwhile, so this non-Jew is not holding in Pesachim Daf Tzadivav, and the Gemara in Daf Tzadivav darshins that the word Kesef is telling us that the tail goes up onto the Mizbeach. The tail of a sheep is considered one of the Imurim. And therefore, obviously, the Kohanim would not be offering it to anybody. And so when the non-Jew went to the Kohanim and asked for the tail, and the Kohanim are looking at him like confused, who told you that we should be asking, that you should be asking us for the tail? And his response was, oh, you know, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. So at that point in time, they knew that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was basically sending a message with this non-Jew, basically saying, hey, check me out. There's something wrong with me. And they did, and they found that he was non-Jewish, and they killed him. Okay, and that's good. Only 93 days ago. So anyway, so the drasha is right here. Kishu Amrim Kesef LeRabbos Pesach Shavah Shnaso. Kishu Amrim Kesef. Now let's go one step further in the drasha. LeRabbos Pesach Shavah Shnaso. That's talking about the Karban Pesach who's over here. Ushlamim Mabayim Machmas Pesach. And any Karban Shlamim that comes as a result of the Karban Pesach, i.e. Tamura. So lechom it's a shlamim, meaning once you have a Karban Pesach now that becomes a shlamim, that transforms into a shlamim, transitions into a shlamim. So now, for all intents and purposes, it's treated like a Karban Shlamim, lechom it's a shlamim, and that is shetam smicho nesachem tenufa chazav v'shok. All the halachas that referred to a shlamim are going to apply over here. Now the chiddush is that a Karban Pesach you don't have these halachas, meaning the Karban Pesach is much like a shlamim, but absent many of the halachas of a Karban Shlamim. For example, by Karban Pesach, there's no smicha. There's no nesachim that come with a Karban Pesach. There's no waving. There's no chazav ishok. There's no parts of the Karban Pesach that are given over to the Kohen. So once the Karban Pesach transitions into a Shlamim, all the halachas of a Shlamim, you have to do smicha, and nesachim are offered in conjunction with it, and the waving of chazav ishok, giving it over to the Kohen, fine. Ukushu Amar V'im Eiz. Now, if you go on in that parsha in Vayikra, the very next parsha is talking about a goat. So Hifzika Inyan Limed Ala Eisha Into Una Alya. The goat, the tail does not go up onto the mizbech. The tail of a goat is not considered one of the imurim that go up onto the mizbech. Good. Anyway, what comes out over here is that we fully defended the position of Rava. Now we are continuing. This is now the Gemara towards the bottom of Tzadivav Amud Beis. And now this is going to be the second version of Rava. Now this second version of Rava is not going to be like the first version of Rava. In fact, it's going to be the opposite of the first version of Rava. Now, Ikad Masni La Resha. Now, when Rava was teaching his Chiddush, he was not teaching it on the second part of the Mishnah, but rather on the first part of the Mishnah. And that is a Pesach. Shenim Tzekorim Shchitas a Pesach. So in the first half of the Mishnah, we're talking about where? The original Karban Pesach, which I lost, I found it. When did I find it? Before Shechita. And when did I effect Temura? Before Shechita. So I'm a Rava, so here now, on this, Rava makes the following comment. This idea that the rejected Karban Pesach, where now I replicated, I effected Temura with my rejected Karban Pesach, and now the Temura is also going to be rejected, and they're both going to have to graze. This halacha that we learned in the Mishnah is only when I found and replicated before the Shechita of the replacement. Aval, Nimsa Kodim Shechita V'Yimri Baracha Shechita, but let's say I found the original before Shechita, but I did the replication, I did the Temura Achar Shechita, so then Temura So Kreva Shlamim, so then the Karban Temura could be offered as a Karban Shlamim. Why? So my Tamiki Kava Shechita, because when is Shechita going to be a Koveya? Meaning, when is Shechita going to give something status? That's only Midat Chazile, that's only something that was eligible to be brought as a Karban Pesach. Meaning, consider that when I had my replacement and I found my original before shechting the replacement, so thereby shechting the replacement would be a full rejection of the original. That's because the original at that point in time was chazile. It was something that was fit to be offered as a Karban Pesach. But me did the lo chazile lo kava. But when it comes to now the temur that we effected, the replicated karban, so since the replication occurs after the shechita, so since at the time this animal, our Temura animal, was not yet eligible as a Karban Pesach, so therefore it's not going to be rejected. Meaning the idea of Dichui is only that rejection is going to be only for those things which are eligible at the time of Shechita. Our Temura animal, because in this case over here, the Temura was done only after the Shechita, so our Temura animal was not eligible at the time of Shechita, therefore it's not going to be rejected. So this is going to be now the second version of Rava, and if you're following well, this is exactly the opposite of what he said in the first version. The first version of Rava, where you found the original before Shechita, and you affected Temura after the Shechita. So in the first version we said, yeah, that's Kedusha Dechuya. since it's Kedusha Dechuya, the replication also is going to be Kedusha Dechuya. That is in the first version. Now, in the second version, we're saying just the opposite. That in that very case that we just described, we don't view it as Kedusha Dechuya, but rather what we say is that the Tumur animal can be offered as a Shlamim. It's coming from an animal that it itself is rejected. That's true. But the only animals that are eligible for rejection are only animals that were at least candidates at the time of Shechita to be offered as a Karban Pesach. Okay. So on this now, Abai is going to challenge. Now this discussion over here, the back and forth is going to sound very similar as it's basically the same brisa that we just quoted. So, So tomorrow's Pesach achar Pesach. So again, it's the same thing we just described, where I found my original animal in this case of the brisa, after having shechted my Karban Pesach, and now I affected Temura with it, so it's Krav Shlamim. It's all going to be offered as a Shlamim. Yachol. The Gemara continues. As we are now on the top of Tzadi Zayin Amid Aleph. Yachol Af Lifnei HaPesach came, where I might have thought the same thing should be true, if I find it before the Pesach is offered. So the, who Krav Ein Temura HaPesach Krava? Nope. The only thing that's going to be offered is going to be the Karban Pesach, but the Temura in such a case is not going to be offered because, again, it's coming from Dichui, Hechi Dami. So the Gemara says, good, that's the Braisa. And now the Gemara wants to know, can we get some details regarding this Braisa? What exactly is the Braisa making reference to? So, Ilema, Shinimsa Karim Shechita, Vehim Rebo Karim Shechita. If we're talking about where we found the original before the Shechita, and we did the Hamara before the Shechita. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Lama Likra. I don't need a Drasha. Again, working with the halachas that we know already that an animal that was lost and you replaced it and you found the original, but before the replacement to shechta, we know already that it experienced dichui, and then you affect tamur with said animal, and you did the tamur before the Karban Pesach was shechta, so then the replication, the tamur also has undergone dichui as well. And so now we have two rejected animals. I don't need a pasuk for that because it's obvious. Now, I say the word obvious in light of once you know these halachas. So once you know these halachas, so then it's obvious. I don't need a pasuk because basically what we're working with are the rules that were given to us. So lama likra. So alalash shenimsa kom shchita veimer bo achar shchita. It must be that the Brice is talking about where you find it before the shchita and you do the tamura after the shchita. And because now you did the tamura after the shchita, so the tamura is still not going to be offered. Do you know why the tamura is not going to be offered? Because its kedusha was replicated from the source animal was a rejected animal, an animal that underwent dichui. Since the source animal of the tamura underwent dichui, so therefore the tamura animal itself is considered kedusha dechuya. And what comes out from all this, and of course, is that this is going to be a challenge against Rava. And here the Gemara does not have a defense of Rava. Tiyufta de Rava, Tiyufta. So the Gemara says, yeah, Rava's second version is in fact going to be refuted. Now, when we went through this back and forth in the first version of Rava, so the Gemara said, Asmachta ba'alma, yeah, the drasha itself is not really a drasha. It's not a bona fide drasha, but we have a different halacha that we can learn from it. Over here, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just simply assumes that this is in fact what the drasha is. Now, it could very well be, but I'm only guessing. I don't know. It could very well be that the Gemara just simply does not have another option of what other drasha we can learn from this pasuk, and so therefore we are only left to say that this is just going to be a refutation of Rava. Anyway, that kind of takes us now to the first part of today's daf, and that was Rava, Rava's halacha that our Mishnah talking about where you find the original and you affect Temura with the original that was lost. So the Mishnah says that the distinction to be made before Shechita and after Shechita, and Rava wants to know, let's say that the finding of the original was before Shechita, but the Temura being affected occurred after the Shechita. So what do we say under those circumstances? We just went through two versions of Rava, but in terms of a conclusion, the Gemara favors the first version and rejects the second version, and therefore what comes out over here is that we have this idea of Kedusha Dechuya. Since the Temura, even though the Temura was done after the Shechitas Karban Pesach, but since the original animal, the source animal of the Temura was a rejected Karban, so therefore the Temura is also going to be a rejected Karban. That's the Gemara's conclusion. It's pretty straightforward. Amar Shmuel. Okay, for the second part of today's daf, and this is really going to be, well, we'll call this now the second part of today's daf, even though we're still well into the Amud Aleph, but the second part of today's daf is now going to be dealing with a halacha set over by Shmuel. Now, there's going to be a lot to unpack, but really, when all said and done, after everything gets really distilled, Shmuel is going to make one singular point, and when we get to the end of the conclusion, we're going to really distill it into one singular point. And the truth of the matter is that it'll be a lot of work to get to that point, but the truth of the matter is it's a point that we already made in yesterday's daf. So, admittedly, the direction we're headed right now is basically we're going to review a point that we made yesterday, which in of itself already is more than a worthwhile endeavor. And also, along the way, we're going to learn a number of halachos. But the truth of the matter is that it's all really going to come down to a point that we made yesterday. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel starts off with what seems to be a huge rule, and that is kosher bechazos mesos. Whenever you have one of the five chatos that are assigned for death, so bepesach korav shlami. So if I took the same case scenario and I applied it now to the Karban Pesach, it's going to be offered as a Karban Shlamim. Now we know halach l'moshe m'sinai, there are five scenarios in which a Karban Chatzos is assigned for death, meaning you can't offer it as a Karban and you can't allow it to graze and develop a blemish, but rather it's just simply consigned for death. So they are the cases of Vlad Chatzos. Let's say the Chatzos, which obviously here in this case is talking about a female Karban Chatzos. So a Vlad Chatzos, most Chatzos are female. There are a couple of exceptional cases where a Chatzos is going to be a male, but anyway, you have the Karban Chatzos that gives birth. So the baby, right, a derivative, if you will. So that is case number one of a Chatzos Hamesa. The baby is consigned for death. Number two is Tamur's Chatzos. You exchange a Karban Chatzos. You affect Tamura with a Karban Chatzos. So the Tamura animal also consigned for death. Third case is Amesu Baalah. The owner of the Karban Chatzos died. Therefore, this Karban Chatzos is no longer necessary for Kapara. That is case number three. Case number four, Nizkapru Baalah Ba'acheres. I lost my Karban Chatzos. And thereby, I had to get a replacement. I got the replacement. I shechted the replacement, so now consigned for the original is consigned for death. And finally, Avrash Nasa. The Karban Chatzos is now over a year old, where it now becomes disqualified to be brought as a Karban Pesach. So again, Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai is that it's going to be consigned for death. So if I take any one of these five cases now, and I take said scenario of any of these five cases and transfer it over to a Karban Pesach, so then it's going to be offered as a shlamin. That's rule number one of Shmuel. Rule number two of Shmuel, the chosh bechatos roe, if I have a case where a Karban Chatzos is left to graze, meaning we have a scenario where it's not consigned for death, but rather you can let it graze, develop a blemish, and then then sell it, and the kedusha now can be transferred over to another animal. Now, what case would that be? Stay tuned. We're going to try to figure that out. So, bepesach nami roa. So, if I took said scenario and applied it over to Karban Pesach, so it too is now going to be roa. That is the way Shmuel saying over the halacha. Rav Yochanan amar ina pesach karav shlamim ela shenim sach hashchita. Karban Pesach that's going to be offered as a Karban Shlamim is only when it's found after Shechita. Ava Karban Shechita lo, but if it's found before the Karban Shechita, so then no, because then it's a rejected animal, like we've been discussing for the entirety of today's daf up until this moment. What is Rav Yochanan coming to do in terms of arguing with Shmuel? Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have to unpackage Shmuel. Once we gain an understanding of Shmuel, then we're going to be able to go back to Rav Yochanan, and we're going to understand Rav Yochanan in light of Shmuel. So, Maskev L'Rav Yosef. So, the Gemara's first mission, first task is just simply unpack Shmuel. What is Shmuel talking about? So, Maskev L'Rav Yosef, what's Shmuel talking about? This big rule of Shmuel. You know, a Karban Chatzos, where after years time, so it's left to graze. Amar of Shimon Malakish, Chatzos Shavar Shnasa, Rono Soki Ilu Ominis Beves HaKfaras, where you have a Chatzos that's over a year old. So what you're going to do is that you are going to let it graze, right? The Gemara over here gives an image that it's standing in the cemetery. It just simply means that it's off limits to the Kohan. The Kohanim are not going to be able to do a vota with it, and therefore it's left to graze. V'roeh, and it's going to be left to graze. V'ilu bePesach yagav nekrav shlamim. Now as a Karban Pesach, it's going to be offered as a shlamim. D'tanya, we know. Kesev l'rabbos is a Pesach l'alya. And Keshuami im Kesel Rabbos, it's a Pesach Shavar Shnaso. Ushlamim Babai Machmas Pesach, Lechol Mitzvah Shlamim, Shetunim Smichon, Nesachim, Tenufa, Chazav, Ashok. And Keshuami im Eiz, And when the pasuk goes on to describe imeis, so hiftika inyan limed ala eshein tonalia. Now I went through that brisa really quickly because we just went through this brisa together. And the basic point that we want to mine from this brisa is the idea that when you have a carbon pesach that's over a year old, so it's mosar pesach and it's offered as a carbon shlamin. And meanwhile, Reish Lakish says that in the complementary case by carbon chatos where it's avrash naso, so you let it graze. And Shmuel, you're talking about this correlation that by Karm Pesach, if the Chatas was Holech Lenisa, so the Karm Pesach is going to be offered Shlamin. And if in the case of a Chatas, it's the halacha is you let it graze, develop a blemish, and are able to redeem it. So by a Karm Pesach, you also let it graze. But the Gemara points out that according to Reish Lakish, it's not true. Because Reish Lakish says that by a chata scenario in which avrash naso, so you let it graze, and meanwhile, by the same scenario in a Karm Pesach, so it's offered as a shlamin. Now, hopefully, it bothers you that Reish Lakish says that avrash naso by a chatas, you let it graze. Didn't we just count that up as the one of the five chatos amesos? Right? We when introducing this topic, we went over the five chatos amesos. One of them is avrash naso. And meanwhile, Reish Lakish says that in the case of Avrash Nasa, so you let it graze. What's going on over there? So the Gemara in Temura asks this question. The Gemara in Temura answers this question. And I'm not going to go through it right now. Rashi over here cites it. Anyway, okay, good. But anyway, according to Reish Lakish, it's simply the Avrash Nasa scenario simply does not play out the way Shmuel says it's going to play out. So Amar Lei, so the Gemara says, okay. So now what comes out over here is that Shmuel's big rule is simply not true. So the Gemara says, Ki kamar Shmuel ba'avudin, b'duchuyin lo amar. So the Gemara says, you misunderstood. Shmuel's big rule is not a big rule. So Shmuel was only talking about avudim. He was only talking about the lost chatas. And in that case, and only in that case, was Shmuel saying that whatever's true regarding a chatas is going to be true regarding a Pesach. Meaning if it's dying by a Karm Chatas, it's going to be offered as a Shlamin by a Karm Pesach. And if it's grazing by a Chatas, so then it's going to be grazing by the Karm Pesach. So the Gemara says, now wait one second. Let's try to wrap our head even around that. So what we've now done is significantly limited the rule of Shmuel, that we're only talking about Avuda. So the Gemara says, Avuda, so let's just focus on the case of Avuda. I lost the original. So the Gemara says, "Vare avuda b'shas afresh l'rabbanan." So the Gemara says, "Now, when it comes to avuda b'shas afresh, the meaning to say that we lost the original carbon chatas, and now I replaced it, and I found the original, and I found the original. Now, in that scenario, dil l'ra'aya azla. Now, under those circumstances, the chatas, what happens to the original chatas? It's left to graze. Did none." So here we turn to a Mishnah Temura. The Mishnah Temura says, "Heifrish chatos va'avda v'heifrish acheres tarchta v'nimtzas arishona v'areishteim omdos." In the scenario of the carbon chatos that's lost, and I found it, but I found it before the replacement was shafted. So what happens? Achas mam tikra v'shnei tamos divrei Rebbe. Shitas Rebbe is that one of them is going to die. However, v'chachamim omrim ein chatos meisa elosh nimtzas la'achas neskapru ba'alim. So, and the Chachamim say no. The only time that the lost carbon chatas is holech lamus is only in the scenario where I found it after we offer the carbon chatas. That is Shitas Chachamim. So HaKadosh Shin is Kapra Balam Rowan. But that means to say that, of course, according to the Chachamim, if I found the original before receiving Kapara from the replacement, so then the original is holech liraya. It's going to be left to graze and develop a balmish v'ilu b'pesach. So hecha da'ava v'nimsa achar chatzos karem shchita krav shlamin. So the Gemara says, and meanwhile, by carbon Pesach, if I lost it and I find it after chatzos but before the shchita, so it's going to be offered as a shlamin. So again, even as we say the Shmuel's rule is limited to just the case of avuda, but it still doesn't work out because again, according to Shmuel, if by carbon chatzos it's consigned for death. So then by a Karm Pesach, it's going to be offered as a Shlamin. And if by Karm Chatas, it is left to graze, so then by the Karm Pesach, it's going to be left to graze. But we just pointed out that assuming that Shmuel holds like the Chachamim, that, even that is not true. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Karebi Sfirilei, Damar Avuda Lemisa Azlam. So the Gemara says, okay, but we, obviously have to change one of our assumptions, and that is we assume that Shmuel is passing like the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Shmuel's Rebbe's position is that Avuda Lemisa Asla, that in the case where I lost it and I found it, and even though I found it before the before the replacement to Shechtet, still it's going to be Holech Lamos. It's going to be Lemisa. So the Gemara says, V'ha kol Avuda Lerebbe Mesa. So the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. So if you're telling that Shmuel holds like Rebbe, I know there's a lot to follow here. If you're telling me that Shmuel goes like Rebbe, so the Gemara says, do you know that according to Rebbe, in every scenario, Rebbe's of the position that the Chatas is consigned for death? Meaning it doesn't matter whether I find it before the replacement is shechted and offered as a carbon chatas, and it doesn't matter whether I find it afterwards. Now, ve'ilu be'pesach, now you know by the carbon pesach, that's not true. Hechadav ve'karbon chatzos ve'nimza karbon chatzos roa. If I lost it before chatzos and I find it before chatzos, so then it's left to grace. Again, because it's a rejected carbon pesach. And so this idea now that you want to tell me that Shmuel is only talking about the case of Avuda and Shmuel is only subscribing to the rule of Rebbe. So the Gemara says, but still, according to Rebbe, for the case of the Chatas, it is always Holech Lamos. And by the Karban Pesach, it's not always offered as a Karban Shlamin. Sometimes by the Karban Pesach, it's going to be rejected and therefore left to grace. So even then, as I try to plug in Shmuel's rule, subscribing to the Shita of Rebbe, but the rule is not always true. So the Gemara says, okay, Kodim Chatzos, Lav Avudhu. So the Gemara says, well, here's what I'll say. I'll say that if the Karban Pesach was lost and found before Chatzos, that's not considered a lost, it doesn't have the status of being lost. You know, Rava says that if you lost a Karban the night prior and you find it before the morning or before dawn, so that's not considered lost. It doesn't have the status of lost. It does not have a conferred status upon it. Meaning, since I can't offer carbon Pesach, I'm sorry, since I can't offer any carbon at night, so therefore it's not going to obtain any kind of status over the night. Right? The Lila, just simply, it's not yet its man. And so what the Gemara now is arguing is that if you lost a carbon Pesach before Chatzos, that would be tantamount to losing any other carbon night prior. Meaning, because before Chatzos, carbon Pesach also is not eligible to be brought as of yet. So the idea over here is that you lose it before Chatzos, that does not have the status of Avuda. So Ella Ro LeRebbe Heichim Mishkachalam. So the Gemara says, fine. So that means to say that according to Rebbe, so we're always going to have the animal be consigned for death. So the Gemara says, well, is there ever going to be such a scenario that there's going to be a case of grazing according to Rebbe? So the Gemara says, yeah, could the Rebbe Yoshia. So the Gemara says, yeah, I think so, in the case of Rebbe Yoshia. Now we turn to the top of the Amud Beis. Damar Rebbe Yoshia, Hifrish Techa Tosa Achrayos. So, Miskaper Ba'achas Roshnia Tire. The halach of Rebbe Yoshia is that, let's say, you're a nervous individual, you have to bring a carbon chatas, you're afraid something's going to happen to it, who knows, you're going to shecht it, they're going to find it to be a trefo, or whatever other disqualification occurs, whatever the case is. So what you do is that you bring a second carbon chatas as an insurance policy. So under those circumstances, so according to Rebbe Yoshia, that if you set aside two chatos originally for only one chatos obligation, and you bring your one chatos, so the second one now can graze. So v'ha'ilu b'pesach ya'agavna krav shlamim. So the Gemara says, well, okay, but again, we're trying to fit that into Shmuel's rule. Whatever is going to graze by carbon chatos, by carbon pesach, is going to also have to graze. But the Gemara says, but that's not true, because by carbon pesach, in the same scenario, it would be offered as a shlamin. That's Mosar Pesach. And it's going to be offered as a shlamin. So Elo Shmuel Karebi Shimon Svirle. So the Gemara says, okay, so here's what we'll say, and that is that Shmuel really subscribes to the rule of Rebbe Shimon. Damar Chamish Chatos Mesos. There are five Chatos Mesos, and there are no exceptions whatsoever. So, and according to Rebbe Shimon, there is never going to be a case of grazing. So the Gemara says, Vaha Roa le Rebbe Shimon leis le klal. So the Gemara says, okay, but that means that according to Rebbe Shimon, there's no case of Roa. So Shmuel nami chad de kamar. So the Gemara says, okay. So what we're going to do now is that we're going to further reduce the rule of Shmuel. Meaning, this whole sugya started with this big statement of Shmuel. whenever you have a scenario that by Karban Chatas it's Holech Lamos, so then in the same scenario by Karban Pesach, it's going to be offered as a Shlamim. And whenever you have a scenario but that by Karban Chatas it's Roeh, it's going to graze, so then by a Karban Pesach, it's also going to be Roeh. So now, by having Shmuel going like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no case of Roeh, so really what it means is that we're really going to have to reintroduce ourselves to what Shmuel said. Shmuel said only the case of Mesos, and Shmuel wasn't talking about the case of Roeh. Shmuel namichad akamar, kol shebechatos mesa bepesach krev shlamim. That's it. That's all Shmuel said. That when you have a karban chatas, that's mesa, so by pesach krev shlamim. That's really what Shmuel said, and that's all that he said. Umay kamashmalan. Now the Gemara says, okay, now with this big statement of Shmuel, so what's Shmuel coming to teach us? The Gemara says, lafuki mid Rav Yochanan. The Amar ena pesach krav shlamim, el shenimsa achar shkita, ava kodem shkita lo. It just simply to oppose the principle of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says that the Karban Pesach is not going to be offered as a Karban Shlamim, unless, meaning the one that was lost, unless it was found after the Shechita. But if it was found before the Shechita, so then it experienced Dichui, and therefore it cannot be offered as a Shlamim. That's the rule of Rav Yochanan, and Shmuel's here to tell us he doesn't agree with that rule. So, Alma Shechita Kava. So according to Rav Yochanan, Shechita is the Koveh, the critical moment of Shechita. So, Kamash Malan Chatzos Kava. And what Shmuel therefore is coming to teach us is that Shechita is not the Koveh, but rather Chatzos is going to be the Koveh. Okay, now, all this should sound familiar, because what did we just, when we boiled Shmuel's position down, so what have we all just learned together? So what we all just learned together is that Shmuel's of the position that that Chatzos is now the critical moment in terms of finding my lost Karban Pesach. If I find my lost Karban Pesach after Chatzos, so then what is it going to do? It's going to be offered as a Karban Shlamim. Meaning for Shmuel, the critical moment is Chatzos, that's it, period. Now, if I found it before Chatzos, so again, we learned together that according to Shmuel, that's not considered a lost animal, since it's not the Zman Shechita, so therefore it's not even, the status of loss is not even conferred upon the animal. But if I find it after Chatzos, so then, what Shmuel's telling us is that now that we passed the critical moment, and since the original animal that was lost was found after Chatzos, so as a result of that, so it's now going to be offered as a Shlamim. That's what Shmuel's telling us, which really, truth of the matter is, when all said and done, that means that Shmuel agrees with Reb Zera of yesterday's daf. Okay, so that's really the end up of this entire discussion. That what Shmuel's basically saying is, I agree with Reb Zera. Okay, and like I said in the beginning of this sugya, so it comes out to be a little bit strange that that's a lot of work to get to the point where Shmuel now is basically in agreement with Reb Zera. However, well, the gain that we got from all this is that we got to go through many of the halachas of Temura, of Avuda, the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim and Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe Yoshia, and there was a lot of information that we'll be able to cover to get to this point in time. Okay, fine. Lishna Achrina. Now, the Gemara over here is going to present another version of this discussion that we just had in terms of Shmuel. Let's review. Shmuel says that when a chatzis is going to be left to graze, so the Karban Pesach in a similar scenario is also left to graze. So the now the Ilu Pesach, so now the Gemara is going to go over, I know that we just got done saying that Shmuel never said that. But again, Lishna Achrina, this is another version. In this other version, we're backing up now to a moment where we assume that Shmuel said that. That whatever by chatzis is going to be grazing, so by the Karban Pesach in said scenario, it's also going to graze. So ve'ilu bePesach hecha David v'nimtzar chachatzos kam shchita yikar shlamim. So the Gemara says, but what are you talking about? By Karban Pesach, if I find it after chatzos, but before the Karban Shchita, so it's going to be offered as a Karban shlamim. So meaning to say, that we're assuming over here like Rabbi Zera. So the Gemara says, Shmuel ka Rebbe Svirlei. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Shmuel holds like Rebbe, the Amar, Shechita Kava. According to Rebbe, it's the Shechita that's going to be, Shmuel ka Rabba Svirlei. Shmuel goes like Rabba. That says that the Shechita is the Koveya. Meaning, you go back to yesterday's daf. We learned together in yesterday's daf that Rebbe Zera and Rabba are arguing over this very point of what exactly is the critical moment. And Rabba's saying that Shechita is a Koveya. So in the second version now, instead of aligning Shmuel like the Shechita of of Rebbe Zera, which is what we did in the first version, now we're aligning Shmuel like the Shita of Rabba. That's Shita de Koveya. So the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. V'hamad dekamer of Yochanan Allah ain't a pesach for shlamim ela shenimta achar shchita avakorim shchita lo. So ama shchita kava mechlal deshmol saver chatzos kava. So the Gemara says, but wait 1 second. Rav Yochanan said that's only true if I find it after the shchita, but if I find it before the shchita, so then the Karm Pesach that was found, the original Karm Pesach, is a rejected Karm Pesach. So you see that it's according to Rav Yochanan that shchita is the koveya, which would imply that Shmuel holds that that shchita is not the koveya, but rather chatzos is the koveya, I mean like Rabbi Zera. So the Gemara says, Elo Shmuel ka Rabbi Svirle. So the Gemara says, yeah, da amar avudala misa azla. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. And Shmuel doesn't hold like the Chachamim of that Mishnah Temura, but Shmuel holds like Rebbe. I know in the first version that's exactly how we concluded as well, but here in the second version, slightly different avenue, but we got to the same point. V'ha kol avun l'Rebbe Mason, v'ilu b'pesach hecha da'ava kom chatzos v'nimsa kodim chatzos ro'eh. So the Gemara says, yeah, but according to Rebbe, so every case of avuda is now going to be holech lamos, meaning in the case of the chatas, it doesn't matter if I find my original chatas before shechting my replacement or after shechting my replacement, it's also going to be holech lamos. Now, by the Karm Pesach, if I find it before chatzos, if I lost it before chatzos and I find it before chatzos, so it's going to be left to grace. The Gemara says kasever karm chatzos lav avudu v'kasever chatzos kavas. So the Gemara says, yeah, but we're going to go back to a point that we made earlier. Again, this is all lishna achrina, so it's going to be repeated points. And that is that we're going to assume that if you lost and found it before Chatzos, that doesn't confer any status. It does not have the status of being lost. Since it does not have the status of being lost, so therefore, it's not going to be considered a rejected carbon. Fine. Masha'en Kain, if I find it after Chatzos, so now it has the status of being an Avuda, and since I find it after Chatzos, and since Chatzos is a Koveya, so that means to say now that this is no longer considered a rejected carbon, but rather it's going to be offered as a Shlamin. So basically, let's recap. In the second version, what comes out now, same as the first version, is that what Shmuel is saying is that Shmuel is saying that in the case of the carbon Chatzos, where it's holech lamos, if I took the similar case by Karm Pesach, it's going to be offered as a shlamin. Okay, good. What's the case of a carbon chatas that's holech lamos? So again, we're assuming that Shmuel's going like Rebbe, which basically means you lost it, you found it, holech lamos, period. That's it. Doesn't matter if I find it before the hakrava of the replacement, after the hakrava of the replacement, holech lamos. So that means to say that now, that if the same thing happened by Karm Pesach, I lost and I found it, it's going to be offered as a carbon shlamin in every scenario. Now, when we say every scenario, why? Because if I lost and found it before chatzos, that's not considered a lost and found animal. Before chatzos, it doesn't have any status to it whatsoever. And if it was lost and found after chatzos, so now we know that according to Shmuel subscribes to Rebbe Zera, that the koveya is going to be chatzos. So now you find it after chatzos. So now it's not a rejected animal. It's now just simply going to be viewed as moser carbon pesach. It's a surplus. And therefore, it's going to be offered as a carbon shlamin. Good. That is, that concludes our daf today. In recap, by the way, meaning it's a shorter daf. And in recap, really, we sat on two points in today's daf. And admittedly, by the way, it's really kachem heavy today. And you really have to know your halachas of karbanos. But really, we said over two halachas today. Number one, the halacha of Rava. Rava, when describing the scenario where you lost your Karm Pesach, you replaced it, you found your Karm Pesach. So if the finding of the Karm Pesach occurred before the Shechita, and the effecting Temura occurred before the Shechita, so now what we're looking at over here is a rejected animal, and the replication and the Temura is also a rejected animal, and therefore you have to let it graze. If I found it and replicated after the Shechita, so that's Moser Pesach. Both the original animal is Moser Pesach, and the Temur is also going to be Moser Pesach, and that could be just simply offered as a Shlamin. And the question of what happens if I found it before the Shechita and I did the Temur after the Shechita, what happens? So we had two versions of Rava, but the Gemara sided with the first version of Rava, which is that in such a scenario, since the original animal is the Dechuya, so the Temur also now is going to have the Kedusha of a carbon Dechuya, which means you let it graze. Good. That was the first point of today's daf. And the second part of today's daf is Shmuel's halacha But when distilled and boiled down, and now we can say it in summary form, what Shmuel effectively is saying is, Chatzos is a koveya, like we learned in yesterday's daf. According to the sheet of Rebbe Zeira, Chatzos is a koveya. That's basically what Shmuel's saying. Chatzos is a koveya, which means to say that if I lost an animal and found it after Chatzos, it's not a rejected animal, meaning the replacement animal is now serving as my carbon Pesach, and the animal now found is just simply going to have the status of being a Moser Pesach, which could be offered as a Shlamim. And what Shmuel is effectively saying is, I agree with that position. The position of Rebbe Zera, I agree with it. Now, he said it in a rather backhanded way, where we had to go through the halachas of Chatzos and Mesa and know the machlokas and the Mishnah and Temura between the Chachamim and Rebbe Shimon and the position Rebbe Yoshia. It's an extraordinarily backhanded way to say it, and it really took us on a bit of a detour. But when all said and done, Shmuel's basically saying I agree with Rebbe Zera. Good, Adkan. That takes us to the end of today's daf. Yes, Hashem, tomorrow we start with the Mishnah.